I'm going to start backwards, Eddie. I don't think I've ever seen you, certainly for a long time, celebrate a goal quite like you celebrated that one.
I don't even remember it, to be honest. I mean, it was really pleased because it was so late and I felt we deserved it. I thought the lads put in a really good second half performance and dominated the game. And whenever you're chasing a goal, you can leave yourself vulnerable at the back. I thought we defended really well today. So we did a lot of things right, and if we'd have been beaten, it would have been hugely disappointing. So it was a big goal for us, and hopefully another confidence boost to the players, because we're good enough to play at this level. You can see it.
You're only the second team here this season to stop Nottingham Forest winning, which is a big credit in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they are a good side. They've played a certain way, and they've had a lot of success, and they've beat a lot of good teams here. So to come here and not adapt how we play, try and impose ourselves on them, is incredibly difficult. But I felt we did that, and we got better as the game went on. I thought I was a very frustrated man at half time because we were better than that. And the pleasing thing is we responded second half, and hopefully that'll be a big point for us.
The first half was a difficult half for both sides, with not only the quality of play but a lot of incidents going on and things as well. The game didn't quite get going, did it?
It didn't flow. I mean, there was obviously the stoppage for Stephen Henderson, which is a cruel one for us, and we hope he's not too bad. I don't know yet quite the extent of the injury. Then you had the linesman, and then the pitch was really sticky first half. It really was difficult to pass the ball, and I thought we were slightly unlucky because we kept getting caught in the ball in our own half, but the surface was very difficult. It got better as the day wore on, and there was a bit of zip in the grass.
We've talked before about chances having to be taken. You don't get many at places like this. You hit the post, you had a one-on-one in the first half as well. When they're going by, as ever, I'm sure you're thinking, oh dear.
Yeah, you do feel their big moments in the game. I mean, TK's maybe the one-on-one's come a little bit too early in the game for him. Grabs is unlucky when he's hit the post. The pleasing thing is we didn't play well, and we had a couple of gilt-edged chances. For all our really good approach play second half, we probably didn't have as good opportunities. A couple late on, and a lot of set pieces, a lot of balls in and around their box, but thankfully a great turn and run from TK, and Pewey stuck it away really well.
And they seem to be noticeably on the defensive at the end. I know obviously you were putting pressure on them, but they really did park the bus, which seemed to come back to bite them.
I think it's difficult. I don't care who you are. You're 1-0 up at home against a good side, which we are, and we were knocking on the door and we kept the ball really well. The difference in our first and second half performance was only decision making on the ball and making and executing passes better, and we built momentum and pressure, and we fully deserved the goal in the end.
You mentioned Stephen Henderson. It was a shoulder injury, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, and obviously it looked like he was in quite a lot of pain when he came off.
Yeah, I think he was. It's horrible to see a player in that much pain. We wish him a speedy recovery. It's a real shame for him because he's waited long enough to get out and get some football, so it's a real shame.
Obviously a positive getting Charlie back on the pitch?
Massive positive. The international break, as we said, did give players a chance to get closer. So Charlie was one that's really benefited, and hopefully, touch wood, we can keep him fit now because he is crucial to us.
Obviously Ryan Fraser not here, hamstring problem I'm sure from Scotland, yeah?
Yeah, we're hoping it's not too serious.
Obviously another tough one coming up next weekend, almost a reverse trip back up here again. I know you had your eye on these two games as two to get something from if you could.
Yeah, they're two really tough games. I mean, today was as difficult as we've played this season, with no doubt, and I thought we've acquitted ourselves really well. Leicester will be the same, but we have to be at our best to get anything. We weren't first half, we were 1-0 down, we were second half, and we've come away with a point. Slightly frustrated because I still feel that there's a 3 point against a big side waiting for us. We've just got to have the belief to try and take it.
Finally, TK obviously, he gets his head down, he takes these chances. When does it become in his mind starting to get an issue that he can't quite get that goal? Because a couple of times he ran into players and things, it's not quite falling for him, is it?
Maybe that final part's not, but I'm playing him. He's playing 90 minutes, there's a reason for that. You ask their defenders whether they'd want to play against him again, I think the answer is no. He's created the goal for us, he's created numerous goals for us since he's been in the team. I'm not too fussed, I've said this to my strikers before, Lewis Grabban went how many games last year without scoring a goal? We played every week. We were a team that was winning games and scoring goals. He was pivotal to that. TK's developing that same relationship. I think if I take him out of the team at any stage, I'm not saying I won't, but if I take him out of the team at any stage, it's not going to help his development, it's not going to help him acclimatise to English football. There's only one way to do that, and that's to play him.
He had a part in the goal?
He did great for the goal, and he did great in certain situations. He really did. Yes, there's elements that we need to work on, but that wouldn't be any different from any other player.